afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in the chemistry laboratories of the University of Cape Town. What am I doing here? Well, I'm talking to John Woodland, who some of you may know from Fine Music Radio. He's actually a chemist. Tell me, John, are you often seen with a lab coat?
Yes, you've caught me at a time I'm in front of my computer screen, which regrettably tends to take more and more of our time, emails, documents, reports, presentations. But every now and then I do get to don my PPE, my personal protective equipment, glasses, gloves, lab coat, into the lab and playing with molecules, perhaps malaria parasites. A great passion of mine is microscopy. So you might find me in front of a microscope now and then.
Oh my goodness, so you're with microscopes and I'm with telescopes.
Yes.
There we are. We're going to talk about Follow That Star. And this is a performance, or more than one performance, that you've got coming up on the 5th of December. Please do tell us about Follow That Star.
Right, well, this is not an astronomical performance in the way our performance at the South African Astronomical Observatory was some months ago, but we have used then a star as one of the main stimuli for this performance. A star, of course, is important for Christmas. One thinks about the star that's associated with Bethlehem, that the wise men, shepherds famously followed. And so that sets the scene for this globe-trotting musical adventure, as we're calling it, where we as Vox Cape Town, the singers, are going to join an early folk ensemble called Here Be Dragons, which is led by Jan Hendrik Harley. Lenta Lowe, who's a very much loved mezzo-soprano in Cape Town, will be our soloist. And we're going to be presenting carols from all over the place, some from South Africa, some from Britain, some from Spain, from Germany, France, Finland, the Ukraine, the United States. And really, we want to explore the folk origins of many of the carols that we know and love today. Many of those famous tunes, most of which folks will recognize, have folk rustic origins, often secular origins, before they became kind of incorporated into these Christmas traditions. And so we're going to explore all of these different styles, colors. It's going to be a wonderful event, lots of fun. We're going to present it as a musical journey where we're going to move through all these countries and styles, come a little bit early and have a glass of ale or cider with us to kind of get into the spirit. And then we're going to see where the music takes us, and we're going to have string players on stage, we're going to have a recorder, lots of percussion. So there's a vibrant rhythmicity, if that's a word, a rhythmic quality to a lot of this music. And we're going to follow that star and see where the star takes us. And the reason we've called it Follow That Star is the very final work we present is a wonderful a cappella, jazzy, barbershop arrangement all about the wise men, the shepherds, how they followed the star to Bethlehem, and what did they find there? Well, that's the reason we are celebrating much of what we do around this time and Christmas.
How wonderful. Now, before we run out of time or get too carried away, John, you must inform listeners how they can enjoy this event, how they can get a ticket and so on.
Right. Well, thanks, Ketchel. Two performances. The first, probably in some ways the most exciting, or the one that will be themed the most strongly, Friday, the 5th of December, 8 for 8:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in the Waterkant, where we like to do a lot of our singing. Bookings via Quicket. Join us early for cider, ale. There'll be pine trees in the church. It's going to be a very special event. Join us 2 days later, Sunday the 7th at 11 a.m., also at St. Andrew's, to hear the same music, but now as part of a church service, the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, with these wonderful traditional Bible readings that will tell us the story of Christmas. So listeners are invited to come even to both to explore how the same music works well in two different contexts.
Well, thank you very much for telling us all about that. It sounds absolutely fabulous. Now, Follow That Star. Just to add a few words of astronomical veracity to this, you know, we have to inject some science. There have been no recordings of anything bright happening in the sky at that time. And people were making recordings, the Chinese astronomers especially, if anything happened, if there was a supernova or a comet. But a comet would have been a harbinger of doom. So that certainly would not have been the Christmas star. So I think it's something a little bit more symbolic and fanciful. And it sounds like there's going to be lots of fanciful elements of these wonderful performances coming up on the 5th of December and the 7th of December, and that's booking via Quickit. Have I got it all right?
That's absolutely right. And as we come to this time of the year, this is going to give us a chance just to play a little bit, reflect and enjoy these wonderful music traditions that really there's something we can all enjoy and all have in common from those. So thanks, Ketchell.
And thank you very much, John Woodland, for telling us about Follow That Star. And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.